From the Rams studio connected by AT&T, this is All 22. I'm Miles Simmons, and in this edition, we're breaking down Robert Woods' 52-yard touchdown against the Giants.
Bubble screen left side, Robert Woods charging ahead, 45, breaks inside 40, 35, 30. Robert Woods, first down 20, 10, 5, touchdown, LA!
So at 3rd and 33, the Rams are trying to get back into field goal range. You can see how the Giants are going to try to prevent this before the snap, because you can see 1, 2, 3, 4 Giants basically at about this 35-yard line there to try to prevent Greg Zuerlein from being able to kick one in. And then you also have a 5th Giants defender coming back into about this same area. But the Rams are going to combat this really, really well with a quick hitting screen right there to Robert Woods. Now, what you can see here is Andrew Whitworth is going to bail right at the snap, basically. And Jason Pierre-Paul is going to notice this there at defensive end as the Giants are only rushing 3 guys. But he doesn't have the speed to catch up to Robert Woods, who notices his 2 blocks right there from Andrew Whitworth and left guard Roger Saffold. He's going to follow them, basically creating this nice lane up the right side of the field there. And now you can see Robert Woods is off to the races. But hey, actually before even then, let's take a look at Sammy Watkins at the start of this play, because this is actually a huge block. Look what Sammy Watkins does off the line. He pushes the guy down, and then he starts seeing the way this play is going, and so he gets to Eli Apple. So why does this player not able to tackle Robert Woods on that dive? Well, he was on the ground at the start of the play because Sammy Watkins' good effort on the run block. And so then he just turns on the jets. Robert Woods actually got up to over 20 miles an hour on this play. And you can see Sammy Watkins right there getting a decent downfield block on Eli Apple. And then nobody is going to even touch Robert Woods as he gets into the end zone for his first touchdown of the 2017 season.